Rabbi Yisrael, Kuf Ayin Aleph. We're Halacha Kuf Ayin Ches. We just started yesterday. We only did two lines. Let's go. We'll try to move ahead. Shloisha Panim Asum Leilirois. There are three panim that it is forbidden to gaze upon. What are the three panim that one may not gaze upon? Number one is the Pnei Avodah Zarah, Pnei Isha, Pnei Rasha. We discussed this yesterday at great length. Shenemar Im Abit Elecha V'Im Ereka. I will not look at you, and I will not, this was, I think, Eliyahu said this to Achav. Eliyahu Achav was an Oyver Avodah Zarah, he was a Rasha. So Eliyahu Navi said to Achav, I will not even look at you. Pnei Isha Shlohoysa Rasha Is Hashunamis Likonis Lefnei Elisha. She stood by the entrance. The Shunamis, when she told the leech to come and to be mechayim esim, to give life to restore the life of a child. So Eliyahu Hanavi did not meet with her behind closed doors. That's a very important lesson for every Rav today. Every Rav today is trained. Don't ever meet with a woman alone. You'll be finished before you even start. Okay, it's not acceptable today for a rabbi to meet alone with a woman. It's very dangerous. Okay, and here it's a pasuk. Shalohoitza Rashois Hashunamis Likalit of Elisha did not, she stood at the door. Uchsev Mo Esboinain al Basula, another pasuk in Eoiv, that Eoiv said, did I ever look at a Basula? Eoiv was coming to say, he's a tzaddik. Why did I deserve the tragedy, the suffering? What did I do wrong? Did I ever go and espoinon? Did I look at another woman? I'm a good husband. I'm a good to my wife. I don't fool around. I don't go look at other women. Next, Pnevo deserve those in the pasuk. Al tifnu el halilim. What? Even a besula. It goes without saying in Eishasish. Okay, that for sure not. But even a besula, he did not look at. He was complaining, I'm a good man, I'm a good husband. Why did this tragedy happen to him? Al tifnu el halilim. And when it comes over the Zohar, the pasuk in the Torah, do not turn el halilim. We'll see in the other pasuk, v'yemei lai ben adam sona inecha derech tzafayna, v'esa ve'esot. Hashem says to Yechezkel, I want Yechezkel is in Bavel. And Hashem said to Yechezkel, I want to show you a vision of what is taking place in Yerushalayim. Turn your eyes north. And what did I see? Mitzafoin lashar hamizbeach semel hakina. Now look, this is a very fascinating. Rosh Hashem saying, Yechezkel, listen, there's going to be a korban. And I want to explain to you why there's going to be a korban. Because the Jewish people are doing worship for the Zara. And it's gotten so bad, they've put in an image of an Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash itself, right opposite the Mizbeach. We'll be medayik here. The Sefer Chassidim is medayik. Hashem did not say to Yechezkel to look. V'loyomai re'ei look, v'erei and I saw. Why? Ki b'dmus adam hoya d'mus zachus v'nakvus niskokim zebo ze al yidei kishuf al yidei even shor eves. Because Chazal tell us, what was the Avodah Zarah? It was something that was rated R. It was the image of a man and a female engaged in this act, and they were not embarrassed through kishuf, through some type of magic. That's what was on display within the Beis HaMikdash. Could you imagine such a thing? That is how horrible the situation was, the Talmud Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem is telling Yechezkel, look! What? Look? Hashem is telling a holy person to look at something which is forbidden to look at, even on the lowest standard, you wouldn't look at something like this. So how could it be that Yechezkel is looking at such a thing? So the answer is Hashem didn't tell him to look. Read the pasuk. So no einecha, lift up your eyes. Hashem is telling him not even to look, it's just to be aware. To be aware by, I don't have a good translation, to lift up your eyes. It does not say the more obvious, the expression that we would expect to say is re'ei. If Hashem wanted him to look, Hashem would have said the word re'ei. And Yechezkel would have said vo'ere, and I saw. Doesn't say that. Because Hashem does not want him to look at this. Hashem just wants him to be aware of what is taking place. Dover acher, the evidence through a magnet. Okay, there was some type of kishuf and through science. Eden She'eves is Chazal's word for science. There are two different terms in Chazal. Kishuf, what?
Not TV.
Tivi, yeah, Tivi. Well, Tivi, She'eves. Eden She'eves is something which Chazal use a magnet. Eden She'eves, but it's just an example. It's just an example for all types of science. All types that in time of Chazal, they knew things. They knew how to manipulate the natural world, the Olam HaTeva, to do things which appeared to be supernatural. And the truth was, it wasn't supernatural. It's just that they had knowledge, scientific knowledge, of how to do things that seemed to be the average person was not aware of. That's called Eden She'eves. Literally, it means a magnet, but it's just an example of all types of techniques, scientific techniques, to do things which would appear to be supernatural. And then, what? Yeah. The magnetic pull comes from the north. Not necessarily. Okay, it comes from the north. Okay. I don't think that's what that's the legal here. And then this kishuf. Let's not deny, let's not forget that in the time of Chazal, there was certainly also kishuf. There was certainly also supernatural forces which today we are totally not familiar with. Okay, so there were two different things operating in the time of the Chor Beis HaMikdash, kishuf and Eden She'eves. There's a story during the time of the Maral. During the time of the Maral, there was a one of the Talmidei Chacham was known. They have a write-up. I'm trying to remember. He was able to do something with ink. He was able to do something which the Goyim thought was supernatural.
Okay, in that time period, they were experimenting with alchemy.
Oh, okay, right.
Transmutation of elements.
And what was the story?
That was the scientific center right there.
There was something going on there, and the Goyim, the non-Jews, the Christians, were in awe of a certain Talmud Chacham that they felt was like a Malach Elohim. And the truth was, it was just, we know for a fact, it wasn't anything special. He just knew, he knew certain scientific techniques,
chemistry
that the Goyim did not know. And either, it's not clear if he deliberately tried to fool them. I don't remember the details of the story, but there was something going on there with one of the big Talmidei Chachamim. And what's not clear when the story is over, did this Talmud Chacham deliberately try to fool his Christian counterparts, the bishops and whoever was there, or did they fool themselves? They just saw things that they did not understand what was going on, and they made certain assumptions, and they have no one to blame but themselves. No one tried to manipulate them, but it was all, one thing is clear as day, it was all science. It was not anything supernatural. And this is the term that is used by Chazal, the Eden She'eves. Davracher, beloy zikika, beloy zikika. Now what does it mean? What does it mean? Beloy zikika. Another interpretation, beloy zikika. I don't know what that means. Zikika Rashi over the side is Bulshosh Loimar, Shle Osri Hasimel Bidimu Zakus and Nakvus, Niskakim Zelze. Another interpretation is they weren't actually engaged in this act of Avera. Symbols of the bedemus over here on the parish kadmon. Bedemus zachus v'nakvus shereitzim lizdachik zebezeh. It doesn't mean they actually that the sin was not so severe where these images showed this act of avera. But below is the kikas. Kikas means that the word in this context means that they were actually engaged in an act of sin. Below is kikas was not at kidei kach in the Beis HaMikdash, but it still was not proper. It was still an idol. Uchsiv, it says, Moshav, the setting, Seimel, is the image, Hakina, Hamekane, of jealousy, kin, an object of jealousy, which causes someone to be jealous. Who is the one that they're trying to make jealous? The Ribbono Shel Olam. They're trying to say to Hashem, you're not the only God. There are other deities in this world that we serve and we worship. You're not the only one. Like a tzara, a man has two wives, a second wife, each one is called a tzara to the other, because each one is a thorn in the eyes of the other, because each one is taking away the attention that the husband is giving, was meant to give to their one wife. Each one is called a tzara. Likewise in the Beis HaMikdash,
a
Rival. The rivals and Ushnia deal Ushnia Dileg Moishav, and the second Avera was Dileg Moishav. Now what does it mean? Dileg Moishav? I don't know what this is. Well, here he says on the side, see what's on the side. Moishav Semel Vashnia Dileg Moishav. Rotza Lehoichiach Shasemel Hoya also Dmuzakus Nakwas Canal Shari Bishnia Dileg Moishav. So it says over there in the pasuk the word Moishav only by one of the two images. There were two different objects in the Beis HaMikdash. Two objects. In regard to one of them, it says the word Moishav. In regard to the second one, the word is omitted, which means one, they're physically different. One of them has a Moishav, one does not, which would mean V'omah semel akin hazev, v'omah gam. I guess so. Moishav refers either to the male. The word Moishav refers either to the male or the female. I'm not sure which one we want, which term we're using for the male or the female. But the fact that one of them there's a Moishav and the other there is no Moishav indicates that they're different, which means the two of them are there as a symbol of this avera. The second one, D-leg, the word Moishav, Omar Seimel Hakina Hazeh Babi'ah. Now, what does that mean literally? Literally, this means in the entrance way. We learned these psukim not all that long ago in Sefer Yecheskel. There were two images. One image, it says, was a Moishav. The other image was there by the entrance way, Babi'ah. But here, the Sefer Chassidim is interpreting this to mean Babi'ah, the act of Bia, which is the male. The Zehu Mohem Ksiv Mahem Mohem Ksiv. That pasuk, it says the word Mohem, but the way we read it, Mahem Kri Mohem Oisim, which is interpreted to mean what are they doing? Mohem Choser He Demus Zachus v'nachvus, in the image of Mohem Choser Hei, Mahem Kri, Mohem Oisim, Mohem Choser. I'm not sure what he means by that. Over here on the side it says Ratzoloimar, Shalakach Kisiv, and on the right side in the parish, Ratzoloimar, Shalakach Kisiv Mehem Choser Hei, Lirmois, Mahem Oisim. Dugma shelohem oisim, the hainu demus, the image zachrusam vinakvusam, the shah at the moment, shereitzim lizdokeg ze imze, lekach loiksiv moishiv, does not say the second time the word moishiv, shereloi bitsuas yeshiva roisoy semel, he did not see them in them sitting, the gam bitsuas yeshiva loi ro and hanakvus. Because when a woman sits, her erva is covered. Okay, I'm not sure what this is. I don't even want to know what this is. Okay, then he's going back to the text. Why? It's also to look at such a thing. That's another pasuk. So before we go further, let's just clarify. We'll summarize what we've learned over here. Let's summarize what we learned. We have a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. Okay, it's just good to appreciate what's going on over here. We have a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. I'll read the whole pasuk again. If you turn back to page Kuf Ayin Aleph and you read the pasuk in its entirety, the pasuk says, "Vayemar Eli Ben Adam, Sa Noinecha, lift up your eyes." Safoina, derech safoina, v'esoina derech safoina v'hinei. What did I see? Mitzafoina l'shar ha-mizbeach. On the north side of the gate of the mizbeach, there is this semel hakina, is an image of jealousy. Okay, and then it goes on. The pasuk, you have to read further in the pasuk. You have to jump down a few lines. Moishav semel hakina ha-mekane. So there are two. One, it says semel hakina. And then it says there is the semel hakina hamakane babia. Okay, so basically there are two psukim. There are two psukim. He's trying to suggest the reason why in the Beis HaMikdash the Jewish people put two separate images. Is one was a zohar and one was a nikeva. And there are different interpretations as to what exactly was going on. Either they were actually engaged, the image, these idols actually were engaged in an act of avera, or they were not engaged in the act of avera, but they were presented in a way where they were just about to engage in an act of avera. What's worse? I would argue what's worse is to be about to be engaged, because that represents the taiva. Once they're already engaged, once they're already there in the act of avera, it's already over. No. The taiva is gone.
I think then you have to think of it. You know, right. You're the one making.
You're playing with the mind. Yeah, you're playing, in other words, there's a lot of chokhmah in the avera.
Yes.
Okay, there's a lot of you saying something very powerful, that the way the image was presented was maximized in order to trigger the worst possible thought in the human mind. Okay, so the people who engage in this type of averos and they try these things, they do terrible things, and that's what Hashem over here is telling Yechezkel. And what is the Sefer HaChassidim trying over here to do this? It says, look at Hashem's instructions. Hashem has to tell Yechezkel, listen, I have to show this to you in order that you should know what's going on. That's the role of a Navi. A Navi, a leader, has to have his feet on the ground. You can't be aloof and not know what's going on in society. You have to know what's going on. And therefore, I have no choice but to show you graphic details of what is going on. Yet, even in the presentation of the evidence of what is going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very delicate in his expression, not to use the word look. Hashem uses terminology which means you should know what's going on, but you should know in an indirect way. Okay, recently the Skelener Rebbe was Nifta. The Skelener Rebbe was Nifta. The Skelener Rebbe teamed up, they were the only two there against enormous opposition with Rav Matisyo Solomon. You should be good and well, you should have a Refuah Shleima. He teamed up with him many years ago to address technology, to address the issues with technology. If you read all the articles, all the stories, a lot of he fully was on board. Matisyo Solomon is mamish, he's going to go to Gan Eden. There's no, what he did was incredible. What he did, it's not to be believed. He's a Refuah Shleima, and he went up against a lot of people who felt that it's not lefi kavodai of Talmidei Chacham to get involved in this dirty business of what's going on. And not only did he get involved, he really, really took the bull by the horns. He recruited the, how do you pronounce his name again?
Skelener
Rebbe. And a lot of people were shocked that the Skelener Rebbe, who was the Rebbe of the Rebbes, he was considered to be the Rebbe. A Rebbe also needs a Rebbe. A Rebbe also needs a Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of all the Rebbes. And they were very gesundheit, they were very, very surprised and very disturbed that he would be willing to get his hands dirty and getting involved in this dirt. And many people said to him, when he presented this to the more of the Hasidic world, they said to him, by us, I read this, I'm not making this up, I'm not going to tell you the name of the certain rabbis, they said to him, by us, we don't have this problem. We don't have this, by us, by unsere chevra, these are not issues. We don't have these problems. And he said to them, you bunch of shaitan, the problems are a lot bigger than you can possibly imagine. You got to know what's going on behind closed doors. We all got the problem. Every one of us has the problem. And wake up to reality. Don't make believe that it's such a, who would do such a thing? Who would go online and look at things that are not proper? And he said, you know, wake up to the world of reality. This is a reality. This is what is going on. And he was very forceful. He was very, and now years later, I mean, we know it to be a fact. It's a fact of life. And at least Baruch Hashem, they've already, you know, there are things. Like one thing I read recently about TAG. I used to, you know, I was not so nice, but now I have a much greater appreciation for them. Is like they write there that TAG, they write, filters don't work. They say it's a lie. They really do work. The technology today is so advanced. It is unbelievable, the technology that's available today. Years ago, you're right, years ago the filters were not so great. But today, they write, today, guess what? They really work. They really work well. They're really solid, ironclad. If a person really wants to take, really wants to do something to protect himself, it's there. It's available to you. There's no excuse. There are many different things. It's really there. And here, look what's happening over there. There's a very powerful lesson here in Sefer Yechezkel. Hashem over here is telling Yechezkel, I got to tell you the evidence. The evidence is not very pleasing, but you have to know. You have to know reality. You can't live in a bubble and just make believe there are no problems. Hashem is showing him graphic things, horrible, horrible things, which are the lowest of the low. And he said, you have to see this. When you see it, you have to see it in a very delicate way. There's a very big balance. But the evidence has to be presented. Go to the Rebbe. He has to know in detail exactly what's going on. A Rebbe that never doesn't even know what the internet is, doesn't have email, doesn't have cell phone, I mean, how do you relate? How do you relate to society? How do you relate to society if you don't have a cell phone, you don't have text, you don't have internet, you don't have WhatsApp? If you don't have WhatsApp, you have no idea what it is. And the facts are 95% of the population have WhatsApp. They do have it. 95, they have it. Everyone has a smartphone in America today. Who doesn't have a smartphone in America today? So what are you going to say? What? Baruch Hashem. Ashrecha v'toivloch. Ashrecha, ashrecha. I'm an addict. I really need help. But you can't understand these things. It's not shaykh. It's not possible to understand these things unless you actually experience it. Yeah?
In the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, that the onim, they had to hear by Megad of Hashem, they had to hear the exact
words that he said. Today, it's a very, very big challenge for the Gedolei Yisrael. The Gedolei Yisrael who are leading us, they are from a different generation, and many of them are not fluent in the technology. So you'll say, but you know, Das Torah, they have Siyat Deshmai, Ruach HaKodesh, they know the issues. Okay, I'm not coming to challenge the fact that, you know, the Gedolei Yisrael, the Einei Ro'eda, they have an appreciation. But if you don't really have a smartphone, and you don't, is it really possible, al pi derech hateva, to really fully grasp the issues? The issues are not just averos. The issues are bittel zman, it's addiction, it's distraction. That's really the key thing. The key thing today, more than anything else, is distraction. Today we live in a world of distraction because of technology. No averos. I'm not talking about any averos. Clean as a whistle. But it's not like it used to be. It used to be, I go to yeshiva, you leave in the morning. That's it. I don't know what happened the whole day. I have no idea what happened in the world. I have no idea what happened at home. If there's an emergency and they need me, they'll get me. They'll find me. You come home, you check your email. Okay, wow. You respond. Someone called you. You call back. What happened in the world? You watch the 6 o'clock news. What happened in the world today? Every second. What's going on? it's and talk about clean, let's talk about clean, no averos, no. It's just the distraction is so intense. It's very, very hard to focus. It really is very, very big in the sight. And if you're not in the technology, and everyone is in technology, every young person today, that's the way you live today. It's very hard to relate and to make decisions and to give guidance to a generation who is so desperate for guidance if you don't relate to them. And look at Yechezkel. Look at the pasuk. Hashem is showing Yechezkel the ugliest. I mean, you can't get more graphic than what we just read. It doesn't get more graphic than this. This is like the spitz. And Hashem says, you know, Yechezkel, you're a Navi. You're the holy of holy. But you know, you got to look at the garbage also. You got to see what's going on in the world to understand how to be a manig in Klal Yisrael. Isn't that what it says over here? Am I making this up? This is what it says over here in this pasuk.
No, he told him not to look.
He told him not to look, but he's still drawing one off on the tangent to be aware. And the description is as graphic as it could possibly get. There's a balance. That's what we're coming to learn. Be aware without being nichshol in the avera. The loy omar go. Now we go further. Now we go to the next halacha here. This is a tamus. This is another pasuk. V'loy omar re'e banoshim. Next, another thing. V'loy omar, another example. Re'e banoshim mevakois es hatamus. And what is tamus? Chodesh tamus, right? Chodesh tamus. Tamus is a big machloik. Is what tamus is. Tamus is, some say it's an idol, which they would make the idol cry. Artificially. It was an idol called Tammuz. That's what it was called, Tammuz. And the eyes had pipes. They had pipes, and they would pump in water into the eyes, and you would come to the idol, and the idol would make believe it's crying. And really, it was the priest that pressed the button, which caused...
They have dolls that cry today.
Exactly, right. Yeah. And it would cause the eyes to drip with water as a way of saying to the mother... Give money. Give me your money. Give some money to the priest. We're making a collection. Or sacrifice your child to me. Take your child and sacrifice it. Or open up your wallet and deposit. You put your credit cards here on the table so we have money. It was a technique. It's a disgusting thing.
It's still around. It's crying icons. Eye scan.
Okay. That's only one of many, many interpretations of what it means, mevakois esa tamuz. Some say tamuz was a pastries. Tamuz, they made these special pastries. Why is it mevakois? I don't remember. There are all many perushim what this means, but the point over here is that Hashem did not tell Yechezkel to look. He did not tell, it says only the noshim, the women did this. So it seems that there was something about, he obviously is working with an interpretation that this idol called tamuz was the image of a woman who was not dressed, who was not properly dressed. And Hashem is not telling Yechezkel to actually look at it, but he's telling him to be aware of it. By not telling him to look, we learn here the prohibition that you're not allowed to look at these things. The law, because it's interesting, nowhere in the Torah does it say that you're not allowed to go look at these types, you're not allowed to look at these things. All it says is, V'loisosuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem asher atem zoinim achareihem. The only possible, a lot of people ask this, where does it say in the Torah, I'm not allowed to go to the beach and hang out on the beach with women who are not dressed properly? Where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to go to a dirty movie? What does it say? Why not? Why can I do it? Prove it. So you'll say, first thing you'll say is that means you know nothing about Yiddishkeit. That's the first thing you even ask the question, it means you're such an oisvarf, you know nothing about Yiddishkeit. But that's not an answer for everyone. Okay, that answer doesn't answer every single member of society. It may answer a certain segment, but not everyone is happy. Some people need a little more. They need a little more information. So you're going to say, it says in the Kriya Shema, V'loisosuru, acharei, do not be led astray, acharei levavchem, the acharei einechem, your eyes, asher atem, zoinim achareihem. Your eyes which you stray after. So a person will say, well, that pasuk does it not necessarily mean avodah zarah? I mean, noshim. It doesn't necessarily mean looking at women that are not properly dressed. Maybe it means avodah zarah. Maybe it means minus. Don't be misled. Your eyes means, it means your mind. The pasuk is not absolute in reference to do not look. It is prohibited to look at a woman who is not properly dressed. It's a nice pasuk. It's after the fact that it's also, you can go back in hindsight and say, oh, that's what the pasuk means. But the pasuk itself is not an absolute source. That is what Sefer Chassidim is doing here. He's going through this. This is an amazing insight. 800 years ago, he already dealt with people that when you say to them that it's not a Jewish hashkafa, they say to you, who says, okay, you go in Kirov, in the world of Kirov, not everyone is in the same mold. And not everyone is willing just to take vague answers. There are people who want more specific details to prove, you'll never be able to prove anything 100%, but you need more material to work with. And the Sefer Chassidim, it's really amazing what he does. Is he deciphers, he takes these psukim in Yechezkel, and he shows you here in Yechezkel are basically explicit instructions that you're not allowed to look at something that is not proper in regard to women.
Well, it's interesting, when you're learning to race cars, the first thing they teach you is to keep your eye on the road and not on
not
the
distractions.
Barrier. Right, because if you keep your eye on the barrier, then you're going to hit it.
Right.
You have to keep your eye on the road.
So he's saying over here, he's bringing psukim that are very, very explicit. Very, v'loy b'eshem mechamish ish achareyem el ha'echel Hashem. Okay, there's another pasuk that they were there in this image, the vision. There were 25 people. Now, achareyem means they were naked. They were trying, look what they were trying to be mevazeh the ribbono shel olam. They removed their pants. And they bow down. They bow down to the sun with their backs exposed to the Heichel Hashem as a way of saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not interested in you. You're Mevaza Hashem. So Hashem is telling Yechezkel, I have to show you the evidence. I want to show you the evidence. Is it proper to look at a person in that state of dress, undress, to go look at his back with no clothing? The low portion of his body? Is that proper? So, why not? Where does it say you can't do it? Where does it say you can't do it? Here is where it says it. Here Hashem is showing Yechezkel a vision of what the people are doing in the Beis HaMikdash. They're bowing down to the sun. They're bowing down to the east. Their backs are towards the Heichel, which is in the west. And when it says, Acharim Heilach Hashem, it's understood to mean the way they were insulting Hashem was exposing this part of the body and releasing waste, as if to say to the Heichel, Hashem, you know, we're not interested in you. We rather worship technology, the sun. We rather worship the source of energy. We don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem says, Yechezkel, this is the evidence. This is the evidence. You have to see the evidence. But yeah, when Hashem says, look at the evidence, he doesn't say, look. Hashem talks in a roundabout way, means I don't want you to look, because you're not allowed to look. But I want you at least to see enough information that it should be clear what's going on without actually looking, because you're not allowed to actually look at these parts of the body. So after everything's said and done, we've gone through this entire section over here. He gave all these different examples, these psukim. And the bottom line is, there are three things which a person cannot look at: avodah zarah, arusha, and isha. Shloshapam Omar haroisa. Three times in this vision of Yechezkel, Hashem says to Yechezkel, haroisa, haroya ata, kineged gimel partzufim sheosa menashe. Another thing, another indication. I'm not exactly sure how he dashes all these things over here. I don't even want to know all these details over here. That Menashe He made three parts. So if you look at the side on the right, on the left side, v'ratzel loymar hare shamarnu she'asal l'stakel begimel tzuras hanal l'kachsev gimel palm harisa. The gimel palmim toshuv tira kineged gimel partzufim she'asal liroy she'asal menashe l'hachis bebaruchu v'here hashchina liyecheskel siba l'churban hamikdash ein v'radak. Okay, so it says over here the word harisa. Did you look? It's a rhetorical question. But then Hashem says, don't look. Hashem is saying, this is something that you really should be aware of, but I don't want you to actually to see it. It's something you should be aware of, but it's said in there as a rhetorical question. Did you see? But I don't want you to see. You're not allowed to see, but I want you to be aware. All right, we'll stop over here. I'll take a short break. And then we're going to learn a very good topic, a very good schmack of stuff about tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam. Does anyone here wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin?
No.
Meir, you wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin?
Yeah.
Okay, tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam.